To show you, we're not just scaling the number of registries, we're also scaling the geographic distribution of registries. So again, prior to July of last year, there were 22 executed agreements across, three different regions of the world. And now we have 462 across seven different regions of the world. And again, this, further, this also it affects our ability or is a driver for us to find ways to scale to meet not just the growth, but also the distribution. So the registry services team, and I know a lot of you have seen, been to a number of the sessions we've had over the last meeting or two, but we wanted to just talk about the team a little bit and the things that we're doing from a team-building perspective to support this growth and scale. So over the last 12 months, we have more than doubled the size of the team, and we have gone from having a team that's just located in Los Angeles to one that's located. We have members in each of the three hubs, and then we also have one remaining position that we're just about to fill in Singapore, which should sort of balance out the team and make sure that we have the right amount of what we think is the right amount of support to support for the for the, to support the scale. Over the coming months. The other piece I wanted to point out, which we haven't depicted in this slide before, is that sort of at the foundational level, we have an operations team that we've been building, we being ICANN or the Global Domains Division. We have an operations team that we've been building and putting in place to provide support as well. And so the team that you see in the boxes, the registry services team, is again your relationship and engagement team. But this operations team is there to support repeatable processes and to help make things more efficient and to scale them so that they work quicker, faster, more leaner. While you've got your engagement team here to help you understand how things work and how you interact with ICANN and help you address the more complicated questions or, things like that. So the registry services team, just to sort of bucket what our core responsibilities are, again, we're responsible for engagement and relationship management up with the registries. We're responsible for the services that are available to registry operators, and we'll talk in a little bit later in the presentation about what those services are. And then we're responsible for implementation of policy, consensus policy that is either solely or largely related to registries. So on the engagement and relationship management side of things, it's really about customer focus. And the goal of this is to build, the sustainable foundation that strengthens the relationships we have with you, with some of you, and also grows those relationships, but also helps to establish new relationships with a lot of the new entrants into the marketplace. What does that mean? Like, what is engagement and relationship management to ICANN or to the registry services team? Some of the things, I mean, we basically break it down into, we look at this as three different core things. The first one is listening. Are we understanding you? Are we hearing your concerns? And then how do we act on what we've heard? The next, part of that is continually improving. So we hear things that people are struggling with, or we hear things that are working well. How do we continue to improve things and make your experiences better? And then finally, how do we communicate back to you? So, once we've address something or found a way to make something work better, we have to inform you of what that is and how you can, go find the better experience or utilize the better experience. So just to give a few examples of things that we've done or we're doing, On the listening side, you know, we created right after this session, so plug for it. There's a GDD portal users workshop. So we know that the portal is far from ideal at this point, and we are building it and scaling it to better support you. But we really want to hear how what you think would be better, the things that you need in there, how your user experience could be better. So we created a users workshop at this ADCAN meeting, which is immediately or just after this session, and I would encourage everybody to come. We're also in the process of creating a users group. So we're collecting feedback in the workshop today, but we need an ongoing feedback mechanism. And so having a users work group of a few of you that, you know, are willing to participate will help continue to keep us informed on ways to improve the portal or make your experience better. To give an example of some of the things that we're doing or have done to improve, you know, we took a look at team structure, and you know, we've been hiring globally. We are currently reviewing, you know, what that structure looks like globally and how we can enhance support to the registries, you know, who are our accounts or our customers. And then we're operationalizing services, which I mentioned earlier. So we're taking the services that we have in existence and we're working with the operations team, that foundational piece, to make those processes more efficient, to streamline them and to have them, you know, operate more like an engine instead of, you know, being managed by individuals. And then finally, some of the things that we're doing to communicate. We have for this year, we're planning what we're calling a registry roadshow. So we're going to go out to, we're going to have three of them, one in or around the three hub offices. So, you know, one in the Americas, one in Europe, and one in the Asia Pacific region. And the purpose of the roadshow is to provides education on what does ongoing operations look like for new registries. What are the things in your contract that you need to make sure you're aware of and what you're doing? How do you interact with compliance? You know, what are the things that are coming down the pike from ICANN to help support you? So we really want to have interactive sessions where we can, the roadshow will be an interactive session where, or like a workshop where we can work with you to help you understand, you know, these things. And then another example of communication is the GTLD Registry Operator Welcome Kit. So those of you who have contracts with ICANN will have received what we call the first draft or first iteration of it. Which really talks about startup and onboarding and how you get from signing your contract to ICANN to that ongoing operations phase. The next iteration actually includes ongoing operations. So what are the things that you need to do? How frequently do you do them? When are your reports due? That type of stuff. And it's really meant to be a guide to help you understand these things, not in the contract sense, but in the business or operational sense. So we talk about services, and these are the services that are available to registry operators. And I won't. There's two slides on this. The slides will be posted online, so you can download them yourself. I won't go through every one, but I'll just highlight a couple examples because you know we call them services in an effort to sort of take our industry and the things that we do and make them align with normal companies or regular companies. So they're like services, products and services, and our engagement with you and the things that we do to support you oftentimes are a little bit like a service or a product in a normal company. So some examples are, you know, contracting, onboarding, establishing your launch programs. And then once you're, you know, contracted with us, there's quite a bit of registry agreement administration that occurs. You guys need to make changes to, you know, different things in your contract. You know, people assign their registry to a different entity, et cetera. There's, of course, the RSEP process and the RSTEP process. And then, you know, some other emergency and crisis management services and reporting. And then lastly, there are some shared services. And these are services that oftentimes are used by both registries and registrars. So the process for providing services, you know, how do we service you? And when I say we, again, I mean the bigger ICANN, but I want to also point out the area where registry services is involved. So the registry operator needs help. They submit their request to ICANN. This typically comes through the GDD portal, and then ICANN receives it and determines the best course of action. That course of action sometimes can be resolved by the customer support team. So is it something simple like, what day are invoices sent out on, or, what's the mailing address for ICANN, or, things that are easily answered by the customer support team, they will just address themselves. If they are something that is related to a specific topic, I have a question about the URS, or I have a question about the trademark clearinghouse, or my token, or something, TMDB token, that will be directed to the subject matter expert on that topic. And then lastly, if you've got something that is more on the relational side of things, for instance, I'm thinking of doing, this transaction with my company. We want to assign the registry to a subsidiary entity, but we're not sure if we're going to do it, down path A or path B. Those would really get referred to registry services team member in the region that you're in to really work with you and help you understand what your options are, so that you can then, come back to ICANN and request that transaction. So currently, and I know a lot of, there's been a lot of discussion about account managers and the registry services team, how do we best support you guys? Is that through an assigned account manager or some other type of structure? And as I mentioned earlier, we're looking at that very closely and trying to determine what's the best path for that. So this slide is, could definitely change. But it is depicting what's your escalation path right now. So if you're you've got something you need, you submit it to the through the customer portal, which is either logging in and submitting a work item or emailing customerservice@ICANN.org. That request will follow the path I just described. So it'll go through the customer support center, the CSC, and they'll pass it on to the subject matter expert that can assist you. And then they'll work with you to get that resolved. If you feel like you're not getting what you need or you're confused about where you're supposed to go to follow up on something, you can reach out to me. And and then if you're not getting what you need from me, you can certainly escalate it to my boss, who I think you all know, which is Cyrus. So, and again, once the account management, how do we do that, is figured out, we would provide you with an updated, version of what an escalation path looks like. So where do you do these things? Where do you make your requests at? Again, many of you have seen this, but just in case you haven't, there are currently two portals. There's the new GTLD customer portal, and then there is the GDD portal. And this here is really just meant to be a bit of a how-to guide to show you when you're trying to do certain types of things, where do you do those, or where do you submit those requests. And then finally, the third bucket, which is policy implementation. So implementation, consensus policy, makes its way through the GNSO and gets approved by the board, and the board typically, tells us to go implement the consensus policy. If it is related to, largely related to registries, it would come to the registry team. And the implementation of, and some of you might have heard Akram talk about this a little bit the other day in the what's up or what's new with the GDD session. But implementing the policy, we implement the policy through the contracts that we have with contracted parties and through the services that we provide to contracted parties. So like some of the things that you saw me talk about a little bit earlier. So the process for us includes things like issuing requests for proposals, contracting with third parties to provide services. So for instance, the dispute resolution procedures. We're in the process of putting a standing panel in place for the PIC DRP. So going through that process of finding those candidates and then contracting with them is all handled by the registry team. And then developing the tools and capabilities both internally and externally to support the implementations that are required. And then, of course, vendor engagement, just keeping that relationship alive and healthy with the vendors that we have to help provide all of these things. And just to give you a few examples of the policy implementation projects that we currently have going on. The first one kicked off a couple months ago, and the working team just had its first session here in London, is the ThickWhois implementation policy. And then the second one that just got approved, just that recently, we haven't actually done the call for volunteers for the implementation review team that will work, the community team that will work with the ICANN team, but is the IGO, INGO implementation. So with that, I would like to open it up for questions.
There is one question from Adobe Connect. This is from Paul. The question is, do existing registries have the same services and support from the same team, or are existing TLDs, contracting parties, addressed separately?
Thanks for the question, Paul. I should have mentioned this earlier. So the short answer is yes, absolutely. This is for all GTLD registries. In the numbers I depicted, I were cumulative that they also included, you know, the TLDs from previous rounds, the 22 from the previous rounds. So yes, absolutely, all of this applies across the board to registries that were existing as of July of last year, and those that are here today, and those that are coming tomorrow.
Hi. A couple slides ago, you said that there's a new process for when requests come through the customer service portal. That it was a 1-2-3 thing. I would like to respectfully request that an acknowledgement of the request and a note of where it is in the lineup also be sent, because sometimes I don't get a response. And so I don't know if someone's actually read it and they're just trying to figure out how to answer it or who can answer it, or if it just hasn't been received. So that would be helpful.
So thanks for that, Reg. First of all, it's actually not a new process. It's more, from my perspective, I'm on staff, the more I forget about being on the other side. But from my perspective, I don't think it's always clear like who's answering these things. And I know we've talked about the different things we're doing as a company to address that. But it already travels through this path. You know, it goes through the CSC, and if they can handle it, great. If not, the next person. I know that this is one of the things that was mentioned in the letter that the registries and the NTAG sent to us, and it's on the list of items that we're going to come back to you guys on. So.